Hello, my name is Felicia, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the China Ceramics Second Quarter 2014 Earnings Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. To withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. David Rudnick. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Felicia. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and good evening to those of you who are joining us from China. Welcome to China Ceramics' second quarter 2014 earnings conference call. With us today are China Ceramics' Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Xiaodong Wang, and its Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmund Hen. Before I turn the call over to Mr. Wang, may I remind our listeners that during this call, management's prepared remarks contain forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties. And management may make additional forward-looking statements in response to your questions. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results may differ from those discussed today. And we refer you to more detailed discussion of the risks and uncertainties in the company's filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, August 18, 2014. China Ceramics assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. And now it's my pleasure to turn the call over to China Ceramics Chairman and CEO, Mr. Xiaodong Wang, and China Ceramics CFO, Mr. Edmund Hen. Precept Investor Relations Sophie Wang will be translating for Mr. Wang. Mr. Wang, you may proceed.
谢谢大卫，我代表公司欢迎大家参加我们 2014年第二季度财报电话会议。
Thank you, David. On behalf of the company, I would like to welcome everyone to our second quarter 2014 earnings conference call.
我们很高兴向大家汇报今年第二季度在收益的毛利率上取得了进步。 而去年同比相比，公司保持了更加规范化的经营状况。本季度收益上涨 21% 毛利率上涨 9% 今年第二季度的销售量比去年同期增长 11% 销售价格增长 9%
We are pleased to report improved revenue and gross profit performance for the second quarter as compared to the same period a year ago, consistent with a more normalized operating environment. Revenue increased 21% from the second quarter, while gross profit rose 9%. The second quarter also saw an 11% increase in sales volume and 9% rise in average selling price as compared to the second quarter of 2013.
同时，较高的推广薪、瓷砖的广告费用和外汇协议损失，使我们本季度的利润受到影响。但正如刚才所提到的，我本人作为公司最大的股东，愿意个人承担这些协议损失，公司将不会支付这些外汇损协议。
However, higher advertising costs to promote newly developed ceramic tiles and losses attributable to foreign currency agreements impeded our profitability in the quarter. As stated previously, I, the company's largest shareholder, agreed to assume this agreement. As a result, the company will not be required to fund any losses related to these agreements and will neither suffer any future liabilities arising under those agreements, nor realize any benefits arising under those agreements.
我们在第二季度继续保持现有的工厂利用率，从而降低经营成本。 这样市场环境，我们拥有每年可生产 7,200万平方米瓷砖的设备， 目前的生产量为 4,300万平方米每年， 利用率比去年同期增长了19%。随着公司商业部门的拓展，我们希望能带来更多的线上增长。
In the second quarter, we maintained a reduced utilization of existing operating plant capacity in order to adjust the market environment and lower our operating costs. We're currently utilizing plant production facilities capable of producing 43 million square meters of ceramic tiles per year, out of our total annual production capacity of 72 million square meters of ceramic tiles. This was a 54% increase of what was utilized at this time of the last year. We hope to bring additional capacity online going forward as our business sector continues to improve.
除了市场环境的改善以外，我们与各顾客之间良好的客户关系也推动了第二季度销售量和价格的增长。我们的市场营销也使我们突破二级和三级市场，提前确保胜利的果实，在公司商业部门保持高度竞争力的同时，市场对我们公司的品牌认可度以及产品服务的口碑也是我们今年能成功提价的重要原因。
In addition to the improved market environment, we believe that our close relationships with our customers account for our volume and pricing increases in the second quarter, and that our marketing will enable us to continue to penetrate Tier 2 and Tier 3 markets with solid results in the quarters ahead. While our business sector continues to be highly competitive, our brand name recognition and reputation for quality and services has enabled us to raise our average selling price over the past year.
中国的城市化和人口增长的长期过程对我们有利，即使现阶段房地产业和建筑业仍有波动，我们依然相信未来对公司产品的需求会继续增长。最近的政府纲领表明，促进城市化依然是中国政府的重要工作重点，持续在国内经济增长将会改善公司所有的经济大环境，进而扩大我们的更多更新的城市地区和发展机遇。我们将会继续保持高端瓷砖生产商的定位，坚持创新，为我们的消费者提供更多的产品选择，以此保持我们的竞争优势。接下来我想请我们的财务总监谢万先生来细详介绍公司的盈利业绩，谢谢。
The urbanization and demographic trends in China are long-term phenomena that we believe will lead to rising future demand for our products, even as the real estate and construction environment fluctuates from time to time. Recent government proposals promoting urbanization as vital to continue domestic economic growth should improve the microeconomic conditions under which we operate and enable us to expand our footprint into new geographical urban areas. We continue to be strategically positioned as a producer of high-end ceramic tiles, and we will continue to innovate and offer superior product mix to our customers so as to sustain our competitive advantage. With that, I would like to turn over the call to the company's Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Edmond Hen, who will discuss the company's earnings results in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huang. I will now move on to a more detailed discussion of our financial results for the second quarter and June 30th, 2014. Our revenue for the second quarter and June 30th, 2014 was RMB 268.6 million or US dollar 43.3 million, an increase of 20.6% from the second quarter of 2013. The sales volume of ceramic tiles in the second quarter was 9.2 million square meters, an increase of 10.8% as compared to the sales volume in the year-ago quarter. And the average selling price, or ASP, rose 9% as compared to the same period a year ago. The rise in ASP reflects a more normalized market environment, as alluded by Mr. Huang. There continues a trend of pricing increases that have occurred since the fourth quarter of 2012, when we temporarily reduced pricing on certain of our products to retain market position. Gross profit for the second quarter of 2014 was RMB 24.2 million or US dollar 3.9 million, an increase of 9% from the second quarter of 2013. The year-over-year increase in gross profit was due to a rise in both sales volume and ASP. Our gross profit margin for the second quarter was 9.0%, compared to 10% for the same period of 2013, with a slight decrease primarily caused by an increase in material and labor costs. Profits before taxes for the second quarter of 2014 was RMB 3.2 million, or US dollar 0.5 million, as compared to RMB 9.9 million, or US dollar 1.6 million, in the second quarter of 2013. The year-over-year decrease was due to a rise in advertising fees associated with newly developed ceramic tiles and realized and unrealized losses on derivative financial instruments. Net profits for the second quarter of 2014 was RMB 0.7 million or US dollar 0.1 million. As compared to RMB 9.6 million or US dollar 1.5 million for the same period of 2013. Earnings per fully diluted share were RMB 0.03 or US dollar 0.01 for the second quarter of 2014, as compared to RMB 0.47 or US dollar 0.08. For the 6 months end June 30th, 2014, revenue was RMB 477.4 million, or US dollar 77 million, an increase of 28.4% as compared to the 6 months end June 30th, 2013. Gross profit was RMB 33.5 million, or US dollar 5.4 million, up 22.7% from the same period of 2013. Gross margin for the 6 months end June 30, 2014 was 7%, compared to 7.3% for the same period of 2013. Our net loss for the 6 months end June 30, 2013 was RMB 70.8 million, or US dollar 11.4 million. Compared to net profit of RMB 4.2 million or US dollar 0.7 million for the same period of 2013. The loss per fully diluted share for the 6 months end June 30th, 2014 was RMB 3.47 or US dollar 0.56 as compared to the earnings per fully diluted share of RMB 0.21 or US dollar 0.03 for the 6 months of 2013. Turning to our balance sheets. As of June 30, 2014, we had a cash and bank balances of RMB 128.1 million or US dollar 20.7 million, compared to RMB 20.8 million for US dollar 4.7 million as of December 31st, 2015. The increase in cash and bank balances was the result of an increase in operating cash flows before working capital changes and a decrease in trade payables during the first half of 2014. As of the end of the second quarter, our debt on this was RMB 84.7 million, or US dollar 13.7 million, as compared to debt is RMB 99.7 million, or US dollar 16.3 million, as of year-end fiscal 2013. As of June 30, 2014, we had an inventory term of 131 days compared to 124 days as of December 31st, 2013. Trade receivables turnover was 184 days as of June 30th, 2014, compared with 185 days as of December 31st, 2013. The methodology for the second quarter of 2013 uses revenue for the trailing 12 months, consistent with what was used in the previous period. The company typically extends a credit period of 90 days to our customers and has extended the credit period to 150 days to address the funding pressures among some distributors attributable to the challenging market conditions in China's real estate industry since the second quarter of 2012. Moving on to our business outlook. As discussed by our CEO, Mr. Huang, our outlook for the remainder of the 2014 is for a stable macroeconomic environment and more normalized operating conditions relative to last year. We believe that the real estate and construction sector continues to exhibit sound long-term fundamentals as continued urbanization and demographic changes are expected to promote the building of new residential properties throughout urban areas of China. The government recently issued a proposal to bring down barriers attributable to a nationwide household registration system in order to promote urbanization. This is consistent with this long stated position that the greatest potential for expanding domestic demand and sustaining economic growth in China lies in urbanization. Since the urbanization leads to new property development and housing construction, the recent proposal and other similar measures could positively impact the company's business. The company is currently utilizing plant capacity capable of producing 43 million square meters of ceramic tiles annually, out of an annual production capacity out of 72 million square meters that is available to the company. We will bring in unused annual productive capacity online as customer demand dictates and when there are further signs of an improvement in China's real estate and construction sector. The company believes that further pricing power will be gradual and that it has the potential to transition demand towards premium ceramic tiles once current market inventory of companies who have exceeded the space's rush-through market channel. The company's new marketing showroom and proven research and development program, along with this upgrade and modern plant facility, enable it to differentiate itself and offer a deeper platform of products and services consistent with this strategy. The company plans to widen its market to include meaningful penetration into emerging urban geographical areas so as to develop a major competitive footprint in new markets. Before we move to Q&A, we would like to clarify two issues. As has been disclosed as of April 30, 2014, we changed our independent registered public accountants. During the course of 2014 year-end audit, an argument arose between company and our former auditor, Grant Thornton. The substance of our difficulties has been summarized in our annual report on Form 20F, and we will not belabor it here. We are confident that the issue raised by Grant Thornton will have no consequence to our results of operations or financial conditions. And we believe that Grant Thornton overacted to the circumstances. Moreover, we fear that communications with Grant Thornton and our relationship with Grant Thornton had become so impaired that the circumstance will adversely affect the company, even after the matter in this group were finally disposed of. Towards the end of April 2014, whether we proceed as Grant Thornton wants with an independent investigation, or we change the auditors, we were not going to be able to timely file our annual report, and we were going to have compliance problems with Nasdaq stock markets. In the end, we make a difficult business decision to terminate our former auditors. We engaged Crowe Howard Hong Kong as our new auditors, and our audit committee and management worked diligently with our new auditor to implement additional audit procedures to address the issue raised by Grant Thornton. Pearl Harbor, Hong Kong, subsequently re-audited our financial statement financials for the fiscal year 2011 and 2012, confirming the financial statements that had already been filed. And they also performed the audit of the company's financial statements for fiscal year 2013. The results speak for themselves. All of this has been filed with the SEC as of July 31st, 2014. This has been a challenging period for our company and our shareholders. However, we approach the future with new vigor, and we are as optimistic about our ability to enhance shareholders' value as we are about our ability to improve operating results. We have showed strong period-to-period operating comparisons from the first 6 months, with revenue and gross profit of 20.4% and 22.7% respectively. And we are optimistic that an improving macroeconomic environment through the rest of 2014 can sustain these gains. We have also made a substantial commitment to enhance our reporting and our internal control, including adapting additional internal review procedures, requiring our finance and accounting staff to attend education seminars and engaging a U.S. consulting firm who has independently performed an IFRS review of our annual report. The second issue we would like to address related to the foreign currency agreement executed by the company during the second quarter of 2013 and the first quarter of 2014 for the investment purposes. During 2013 and up to February 12, 2014, RMB had been its upward trend when compared to the US dollars. In fact, at the end of 2013, the company actually had to make a real cash gain of US dollar, $0.5 million. However, RMB started to depreciate against the dollar on February 12, 2014. The company eventually incurred realized and unrealized losses that total US dollar 11.6 million in connection with this agreement through June 30, 2014. In June 2014, the company, our CEO, and our board determined to terminate these agreements. And our CEO agreed to assume these foreign currency agreements and their liability arising under the agreements. As a result, RMB 87.8 million or US dollar 14.2 million will be extinguished. RMB 15.1 million or US dollar 2.5 million in deposits to financial institutions will be transferred to an affiliate of our CEO. And as an accounting adjustment, pay-in capital will be increased by RMB 72.7 million or about US dollar 11.7 million. Our CEO has now taken on the risk of this agreement so as to protect the company from any future losses. And China Ceramics will not be required to fund any further losses related to this agreement. We will also not incur any future liability due to this agreement or realize any benefits from them. As mentioned by our CEO, management and the audit committee have taken serious measures to improve our internal control and have not sustained strict guidance for investment and have more strict guidance for investments. And I would like to emphasize that the company has no intention of entering into similar foreign exchange agreement in the future. Now, that will have addressed those two important issues. I would like to mention that we have Mr. Liu Jianwei, our audit committee chairman, on the call for further clarification, should you be need pertaining to this topic. At this point, we would like to open up the call to any questions pertaining to the second quarter's financial and operating performance. Operator.
And at this time, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. And your first question comes from the line of Howard Flinker with Flinker & Company.
Hello. In the release of the derivative, will that add any cash to the balance sheet of China Ceramics?
No. The derivative the derivatives is the instrument has already transferred to Mr. Huang already, so it will not incur any future losses.
Okay, and it will not release any cash to China Ceramics too?
No.
Okay. Second question. I'm not sure about this. You said you raised prices 5%. Is that 5% included in the second quarter, or is that subsequent to the second quarter?
It's subsequent to the second quarter.
Okay. And the final question is, I'm curious, why did the Huang Xianzhong take the liability? I've never seen that before, for the derivatives.
This is because the derivative product is not a good idea. And rather than have the company suffer, he arranged a mechanism by which he will take any further loss by himself. And please be assured that the company learned from this event and that our decision-making, governance, and transparency will be better for it.
It wasn't a good idea in the beginning, but I'm still curious. I've never seen anybody take responsibility for a corporate mistake. What was the reasoning of Huang Xianzhong to absorb that very large loss?
May I have your question again?
Sure. You said that Huang Xianzhong took it because it was a corporate mistake. But still, corporate mistakes happen all the time, and I haven't seen chief executives take the loss themselves. What was going through Huang Xianzhong's mind when he said, I'm going to transfer the loss to me instead of to the company?
And at the first phase, what we noticed that because the RMB has an upward trend since 2005.
Right.
And the initial decision to have this foreign exchange contract was hoping the company would benefit from the strong RMB. And actually, we had a cash gain of US dollar, 0.5 million at the end of 2013. Right. And that was recorded in the financial results. But the RMB started to depreciate against the US dollar since February earlier of this year. And that was totally a surprise for us.
And taking it to the next step, I'm guessing now, did Huang Xianzhong decide that he was responsible for this mistake and that's why he took the loss himself starting in the third quarter of this year?
And in order to protect the interests of the public shareholders, rather than having the company suffer, Mr. Huang arranged a mechanism by which he personally took up on the future losses himself related to this contract.
Okay. Okay. 谢谢你们.
Your next question comes from the line of James Kahn with Oppenheimer.
Good morning. I applaud the decision to take the loss himself instead of giving it to the shareholders, and I think it's a wonderful gesture of honesty. I just want to clarify one thing based on the last question. Does this mean that the $11 million that was lost in the last quarter is coming back, or just that no future losses will occur?
This is a future loss that might be occurred.
So the loss. So even though he's guaranteeing against future losses, the past loss is still there and still hurts the company to the tune of $11 million. Is that correct?
No, the past loss has already transferred to Mr. Huang.
Oh, okay. So that means money is coming back, or what actually happened? I'm confused about the trends. You said that there was no cash coming into the balance sheet. So you're just saying that a liability is being removed. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And my second question is, in Grant Thornton, in the letters that they sent to you, the second letter said that you did not address the question of the difference between the taxes that you declared you had paid on your return with Grant Thornton and the taxes that the local authorities collected. Can you please explain the discrepancy?
Right, the discrepancies in our filings are explicit in terms of the differences and the outcome. And we attempt to be as transparent as possible. I would like to point out that none of this issue proved to be an issue, as Pearl Harbor, Hong Kong were not only comfortable with our procedures, but they made no adjustment in their audit to our financial years 2011 and 2012, and had no difficulties with the 2013 audit. In sum, we communicated to Grant Thornton that there was no problem with our financial statements, and it ended up that there were not. However, as there is still outstanding litigation, the prudent thing to do is to refer you back to our public filings in terms of the details and not delve into these details further in the court.
There's still outstanding litigation, you're saying, and that's why you can't explain the difference between the two numbers. Is that right?
You may refer back to our public filings and that is a very explicit in the terms of difference and outcome.
Okay. Well, in closing, I just want to say that you went through a difficult period where sales were down, and now things seem to be turning, and I'm happy about that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And your next question comes from the line of John Shihei with Private Investor.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for hosting the call, and congratulations on getting back to a more normal situation. Could you share some comments about demand for some of the tile types where you earned high margins in the past, like the rustic tiles, ultra-thin tiles, and the extra-large size tiles?
Yes, for the new tiles, we see that some of these high-priced tiles is more, the demand for that is coming back, and also we found this porcelain tiles is still our major contribution from the revenue. And and also you can see that because our higher priced tiles is selling better in the second quarter, we have a small profit for the second quarter, and also we have a plan to increase our selling price by 5 to 10% in our third quarter.
Okay, thank you for that information. Then, have you developed any sales through your relationship with China State Decoration?
Yes, actually, we are still working with them. But this is a state-owned company. Going through their sales channel, we need to go through a lot of relationship background in China. And we are happy to do business with them, and we are still following some projects from them.
Okay, and then have you developed any new exclusive or primary supply relationships with real estate developers?
Yes, we always have some new real estate developer. For example, we have already become exclusive distributor with the this Sunyi and also the Evergrande, and also we also supply some goods to some products to the Wanke real estate developer in China.
So, will you be the exclusive supplier to Evergrande, one of the largest developers in China?
Yes. We are one of the exclusive suppliers for the ceramics to them.
Okay, thank you very much for that information.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1. And your next question comes from the line of Dwayne Roberts with SHS Fund.
Good morning. Can you give us a snapshot of what the housing market looks like right now in China?
The housing market right now is still relatively slow compared to 2 or 3 years ago. But we see the building and construction become a more stable rate since 1 or 1.5 years ago. And we believe that after this period, the building market will have a steady growth. But that may be happen next year or middle of next year. And now it is still at a very stable and quiet period.
So from your analysis, you're saying that the housing market has basically stopped dropping at this point?
In terms of housing market, we found that for the major city, the prices still stand a very high price already. But for some tier 2 and tier 3 cities, the supply of the housing is in excess of demand. So the housing price just stay at a very stable in a very stable rate right now, rather than have some growth or decrease in price.
Okay, all right, that's good. And so at one point, there were cities growing out of nowhere, basically, in China. You know, people were, they would, where the government would go in and just develop a basically a whole new city. Is that still happening, or has that slowed down, or what's going on with that right now?
May I have your question again?
Yeah. At one point, cities were growing really fast. Multiple cities were growing really fast in mainland China. A lot of people were moving from what I read, a lot of people were moving from the countryside into these major cities. Do you still have growth there, or has that stopped, have people stopped moving from the countryside into the major cities?
It actually happened always. And even now, a lot of these people from the rural area would like to move to the urban area. But the government has some spending on the rural area to build up some kind of a local city from this area. So I think the movement from the rural area to urban area in terms of the growth rate is not as fast as 10 or 20 years ago.
Okay. one of the reasons why people would move from the countryside to the major cities because of jobs, in which spurs housing, the housing market as well. What do you think, that your analysis, what is the job market like right now in China?
It's still pretty good, especially in the major city. But for some traditional business, for the labor-intensive business, I think the growth rate will be much slower than before.
All right, that's good analysis. So, are you, what percentage of the tile markets in China do you own?
Yeah, the building market always has its ups and downs, and tiles is still very popular nowadays in China. And a lot of these housing buildings and also some commercial buildings still would like to use tiles in China.
So what percentage of the tile market do you guys own? Is your firm, your company own?
Sorry? The tile market?
Yes. What percentage does your firm own? How much, like, you guys have 10%, 5%?
We believe we have about 3 to 5% of the market in China.
Are there acquisition opportunities for you guys to look for, Dan?
We always look into some good business, and we are still looking for some potential business to acquire. We will have that. We will take it seriously on this topic.
Any acquisition opportunities outside of the mainland?
Of course, there's always the opportunity. But before we acquire this factory or new business, we have to do our own due diligence. And we also look for some very good project before we make a decision.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rutnick for any closing remarks.
Thank you. On behalf of the entire China Ceramics management team, we would like to thank all of you for interest and participation in this call. This concludes China Ceramics' second quarter 2014 earnings call. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.